Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy. Hello, listeners. Laura Simmons, CEO, OT extraordinaire, founding director at TheraTrack, is back in our ears. Is this 3.0 or 2.0? Or
hello. I think it's 2.0.
2.0.
But I feel like we chat all the time, so
yeah, yeah.
3.0.
Very nice. Yeah. Say hello. Introduce. Do the
hello,
thing.
Hello, everyone. Yes. Hi, everyone. So nice to be back on your podcast, Kathy. I think such a great resource for everyone, and it's been such a nice way for us to connect with so many different allied health professionals around Australia as well. So hi, everyone. My name's Laura. I am the CEO and founder of TheraTrack and also a pediatric occupational therapist. The 30-second spiel of TheraTrack. So what we do is we are a digital health platform for allied health professionals. We have a mobile app and a web platform that helps therapists create and track custom therapy programs for people with disability. So we think of ourselves as the Instagram and Snapchat for therapy. Make it easy for you to take photos and videos of your clients doing things and then send them custom notifications to keep them on track outside of therapy sessions.
And a busy couple of years. It's like, can you even remember 2018 and when it all started?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I actually just this morning was doing our year in review for 2022 and yeah. With our team and just looking at all the insane things that we've done, even just this year. We've built out more features, we've built out more integration, so many crazy things. But yeah, 2018 feels like a lifetime ago, but it also feels like a hop, skip and a jump, like the time's just gone like that.
Tell us about your team, because there's a small bunch of you doing mighty, mighty big things.
Yeah, there's six of us on the TheraTrack team now, so four in the development space. So we have our backend and our mobile developers and our UX UI designers and our creative designer. And those guys work well. We're a completely remote team. We're actually almost a global team now because two of our team have moved to Toronto, Canada.
Yay. Places,
which is very cool. So they're enjoying the snow this Christmas, which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
And then our wonderful marketing manager, Lana, who's down in Melbourne. We have a completely remote team. We run everything on Zoom and online. And it works really well for us. I don't have to hire an office space, which is nice.
So yeah, pros and cons. You know, you still gotta make the team work and connect and collaborate. Mm-hmm. And you know, yesterday in our team meeting, someone said something, and we're all over the world as well, and we just all dissolved in tears. Like there was just nothing anybody could do for quite some time, and it's just differently professional and differently playful.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been remote since the start, so it's worked really well for us. And I think that for a small team and sort of a startup, it means that we can get access to really diverse
global talent pool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our attitude to it as well.
Yeah.
So digging a little bit more about TheraTrack, I reckon a lot of people listening will have seen it in their periphery or dabbled with it or devotees. Tell us a little bit more about what it is.
Yeah, of course. So it's an ever-evolving platform for those that probably met us back in 2018 or 2019 at the OT conference where we sort of first launched and showed the OTs what we were doing. And back then we were a solely OT platform. Now we're multidisciplinary. But what TheraTrack is, we've got a mobile app and a web platform. So for therapists, they have access to the mobile app and the web platform. The mobile app you can use in sessions to create therapy programs. So think of that 40-minute email that everyone sits down and writes at the end of their session, or those handouts that you have to go get from the printer, or the scribbly notes or the stick figure drawings that I have to apologize to all my clients that I used to draw. And we take that sort of process and make it really simple. So the app allows you to select activities or create activities whilst you're in a session with a client, take photos and videos of them doing the activities, and then set it up with custom notifications at the end. So whether that might be like a program for a sensory diet for someone or something like that, I want you to do these breathing exercises every day at this time. Or it might be some more growth motor activities, like I want you to do these exercises after school before you do your homework. For example, being a pediatric OT, my head always goes to kids.
Got the examples.
So that's what the app does. And then the therapist also have access to our web portal, which is where they can view and track progress. They can see the progress that their clients have completed. They can see our quantifiable feedback form, which is really cool. So we track performance, confidence, assistance, and satisfaction with tasks and allow participants to rate that +3 to -3. So you get this nice progress score across the program to see how far someone's come, and hopefully their independence scores and their confidence scores and their assistance scores have all increased, so they're doing things more independently. And then they can also customize their track as well on the web portal. So if you're trained in a specific treatment modality, so for example, like a feeding therapy program or a specific mental health program or whatever it might be, and your clinic is all trained in that and you want to upload all of those resources that you've gone and spent all that money on PD on, you can do that onto TheraTrack and then share all of that with your participants. And what's cool about that is that IP stays within your clinic. So it's not shared with anyone outside of the clinic. And so you can use that as a training tool. You can support your clinic therapists and stuff that way as well. And then the last part, which is the most important part, which is the participant app, which we spoke about very briefly on our last episode about our latest gamification release, which I am over the moon about. It's so cool. I'm definitely biased, obviously. But what we did was we introduced Theramates. So Theramates are our little avatars that go with the person on their therapy journey. So we've released our first one, which is a koala. His name's Kelly. And Kelly pops up and gives positive reinforces and gives out sort of those positive reminders about things and things like that on the app as well. And then we also have a gamified badge and reward system that's quite unique for us as well. So we have obviously the engagement side of things, so rewarding people for just participating and doing things on the app. But we also have a skills-based reward system as well. So as you practice different skills and they're based in, so say for a gross motor activity or an activity of daily living or an ADL, they earn skills-based badges, and you can earn up to 12 skills-based badges on our platform as well. So really trying to help people stay engaged and stay motivated on the platform. It's been awesome. The kids are absolutely loving the badges, and so are the adults, interestingly enough. We tested it on both kids and adults, and I was originally like anxious. I thought, oh no, the gamification will be too kiddy or something like that. Had people that were in their 40s telling me, you know, I'm going to earn all of the badges and I'm going to get all of the avatars just so that, you know, I can earn all of the points. And I was like, okay, cool. I think, you know, at any age, gamification is it's helpful, right? It makes you feel good about what you're doing, even if it's tricky.
So what are participants really specifically saying about the app?
Oh gosh. So we get so many different things. We actually share a whole bunch of stuff on our therapist thoughts page on our blog, but a lot of things that they say is really easy to use. It's very, the user design of it. So we've made it so that it's very accessible. It also has accessibility features, so you can turn on dark mode and large text and things like that if you've got vision challenges or anything like that. So easy to use, simple. I can connect with my therapist, which is really good. And just staying on track, I think, is really important for them as well. Knowing what to do outside of a therapy session, which comes back to, and I know we chatted about this last podcast, but, you know, so much of the information that we talk about in therapy sessions gets forgotten 5 seconds after someone leaves because it's not embedded in a long-term memory, or it's, you know, I was too overwhelmed in the session or whatever. So having those videos and photos, I think, for participants, it's that reminder. I can speak from some of my own clients and their successes as well. So one of my clients at the moment is hell-bent on getting every badge that he could possibly get on TheraTrack. And every week he gets really
excited. What happens when he's done them all?
We just have to keep building more. Yeah, so I think there's about 40 badges you can earn on TheraTrack at the moment. So it takes a good chunk of time to earn them all, but we'll keep adding to them. But there's all sorts of different ones. There's super tracker badges and super focused badges, and there's one called Quality Effort with a koala on it, and Snailed It, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's pretty funny. But yeah, so we've done lots of puns, and what happens when those badges get earned as well is there's a positive reinforcer message in there as well. So obviously the participant can read, they can see that, but we're hoping that as well parents can see those messages and share them with their kids as well. So help them think of different things to reinforce their kids with, which would be cool.
Yeah. So why has the gamification been so important?
Yeah, it's a big one. I think from all the research, I mean, we do things that are fun, right? And we do things that make us feel good as human beings. And what we were finding with the original version of TheraTrack was it did the job, right? Mm. It sent you the message, it sent you the video, it helped you tick things off, but it wasn't, the fun element wasn't there. You know, it's why kids love coming back to therapy, right? Because it's fun, and I will do things as a human being that are more fun. And I think that gamification, even though it's just a little reward, and really, you know, if you looked at the basics of it, it's not that complicated of a reward system. I feel good about when I'm, you know, I'm told that I've done something well, or if I'm upping my scores or whatever it might be. I think there's a lot of research behind gamification and therapy, and building that in to help engagement and motivation and things like that for our participants. So yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah. And clinicians, oh no, I actually want to start my question differently. Gamification in therapy, it's really new, but it's also really old. Like it's really old, but it's also really new. So it's a back to the future bit. Mm-hmm. But what do clinicians think about it? Like it's kind of new for so many.
Yeah. I mean, for the clinician app, it's not, that side's not gamified. So that's,
yeah, but they're hearing about it through the kids and the families. But,
I mean, I definitely think that it's helping kids and families do more activities at home. So if that helps them do more activities at home, it makes your job easier as a therapist, right? Because we all know that the magic happens outside of a therapy session.
Yeah.
And all of
that. Well, it should if you believe it's otherwise. Bit of both good, but
I know. And so I think if that can help them do more things outside of therapy and implement those therapy strategies and connect the care team and, you know, support the teacher to implement the therapy strategies at school, or support, you know, the other parent who maybe wasn't at the therapy session to support the participant as well, or the other carer or the support worker, whoever it might be, then that's where the real magic happens, right? When everybody's involved and everybody's on the same page, then as a therapist, my job becomes a lot easier in the next session. It's not the conversation of, how did you go this week? Oh, we didn't do anything. Okay, back to square one or back to square two we go. It's, how did you go this week? Oh, we did this. We had success with this. We saw this and this happened. And, you know, TheraTrack captured all that data. The therapist then goes, awesome. I can go from here to here, and I can, you know, up my strategies, or maybe I don't need to see you as much. Maybe I can then alleviate some of that waitlist problem.
Does it have a role also in getting the grown-ups focused? Non-track as well? Like I was always looking for that hack as a parent. Well, I'm still a parent, but.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, I know a lot of therapists that we work with upload a lot of their resources to TheraTrack, so their handouts and their parent training modules and things like that. And I know one of our clinicians in South Australia is actually building out a parent training module on TheraTrack that she's, you know, specifically targeting parents and working with them before they start therapy with her. And then she's sending out TheraTrack programs to the parents beforehand as well. So I think, I mean, the use cases, I'm loving them, and we share them on our therapist thoughts. It's so interesting how people have started to use the platform.
Yeah. I want to drop it into a bit of a businessy context. First of all, what you've learned about business during this adventure. I'll just let you top up your water jug for that one. And then secondly, what it does for businesses who use it as well. So first up, your business adventure, because you graduated and you did OT things, and then the next thing you're kind of in, you're a health techpreneur here. So what have you learned about business?
Oh, that it's forever changing. Oh my gosh. My favorite motto is patience and persistence. When it comes to business, I think you're constantly learning and you're constantly evolving. And I think I hope at one point they put some more business skills in the OT courses, because I would have loved to have learned that as a student. You know, I think I've done many courses outside of OT and the landscape of that that's helped me get to that frame of mind of learning, you know, what a business is, what an ABM is, you know, how to set up a company, how to, you know, all of those sorts of things. They're not things that come naturally to you as a therapist. And the other side of it is learning about sales. I think sales does not come very naturally to a therapist. It's kind of almost, you know, something we don't talk about. It's the thing of like, oh, we don't want to talk about sales, but, you know, we're all in business. And
yeah, there's many a sellable moment as a clinician. Many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many. And I think it's definitely taught me the ins and outs of the sales process. And like I said, I've done many a course. Google runs some great sales courses that are free, which are awesome. And there's other startup courses that I've done along the way that have helped a lot. But yeah, the sales process, I think, has been a big eye opener of just learning how that whole thing works. And how many
so much points. Maths and so much science and so much art in sales, like it blows your mind what sits in the background there.
That's why it's a whole job in itself, right?
So
I think that's probably the biggest thing I've learned. And I forgot, what was your other question?
I'll get to it in a minute. So you don't have to disclose any data at all, but how happy are you with how the business of TheraTrack is going?
Over the moon. I think if you would have asked me 5 years ago that I would have had this multidisciplinary platform that has customers in Australia, has customers in the US, we've had inquiries from so many other countries as well as to how we can get there as well, that would not have been anything that I could have probably.
You were ambitious from the get-go though.
May as well be. I mean if you know, horse with blinders on and you know, I don't know anything different. So I just keep going. That's my theory is it keeps working. So I just keep going. And I mean, it's fun. I think it's what's really cool. And the thing that I've loved the most is the amount of different therapists I've connected with around Australia. I'm such a people person. I'm such an extrovert. So it's been really nice just to see the community and see how different therapists work in different areas and see the different business models that people have, you know, have got for their practices and stuff like that. It's really interesting. Everyone's got their own unique take on it, which is really cool.
Absolutely fascinating. So tell us about a recent award you won as an alumni student. Like, you didn't give us the details, but I think we should pat you on the back here.
Oh, thank you. So I was nominated, then I won the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Award with Western Sydney University this year, so which is really, really exciting. There was myself and two other very incredible entrepreneurs in the category, both one that I knew really well, and she has done amazing things in the venture capital startup raising capital space. And then the other award nominee had developed a brand new vegan pastry formula. And working in Harrods over in the UK, really cool story. And I just went, okay, I'm in this category with these two amazing founders. And then was, you know, they called my name out last and said that I'd won. And I was very honoured and very surprised. And, very, very cool.
What does that mean for your team as well?
I think it's just recognition of all of the hard work that they're doing, right? It's nice, I think, when you get awards like that or you get nominated for things like that and, you know, you're kind of chugging along day to day and sort of, you know, you see the impact, but then to have that outside recognition that's not a customer, that's not someone that you're working with, to say, you know, you guys are doing something that's very, very cool. Yeah, it's a nice feeling. And yeah, we definitely all celebrated.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Gather around, dear listeners, for a moment of sheer audio delight. You may have heard, but we love to chat with Allied Health business owners. We get inspired hearing about your aspirations, the challenges you face, the roadblocks that get in your way, and business realities. So we invite you to book a free power call with a Naker Consulting business specialist, regardless of where you're at in business. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or overworked or overjoyed. We're here for you, and we'll meet you exactly where you are, judgment-free. It's okay to book a second or even a third call. We're always keen to hear all your news. Book a free power call with us today at naker.com.au/free-power-call. Let's get the convo ball rolling. Now it's time to get back to our regularly scheduled banter.
If only there was some training out there to make my practice manager shine like the keystone that my practice manager should be. Sure, there is a certificate here and there, but there isn't an academy that practice managers can attend to upskill, enhance, and refine their role to make them feel confident and capable of running a practice and leading a team. Oh wait, but there is. NACAR Consulting has created an academy tailored to the evolving practice manager role to ensure that they are excelling in their career and bring the most potential to their role. What does this mean for you, the Allied Health business owner? You can finally take your foot off the pedal and fully embark on your CEO journey. The role of your practice manager is to be your right hand, but if they don't have the skills to confidently manage their workload and the ever-changing climate, then you somehow have to always keep one eye open. Not anymore. In just 12 weeks, your practice manager can sharpen their toolkit and learn from the best to ensure that they can manage their role with flying colors. Spots will fill fast, and if you want to join this intake and get your practice managers up to scratch so that you can drink your morning cup of coffee without wondering, there's got to be an easier way ever again, register via the show notes today.
I'm asking a few people this, and I'll put it to you, and I don't know if we'll edit this bit out or not, but we've just had awards season. Like, it seems every municipality has had its local business awards. And I know a few people that are shortlisted in Telstra, which is really, really exciting. What are your thoughts on awards and applying and doing the process and whatever?
If you're doing the application process yourself, it's long.
And complicated.
But I think what it does for you as a business, it helps you get your brand and what you're doing out there, which, you know, if you're new to what you're doing and having those accolades, I think that just helps. It helps level you up a little bit. They do take a chunk of time if you are nominating yourself, and I appreciate the people that have nominated us for other things because I know it takes them time. But I think, yeah, it helps that from a business sense, you know, I've done this or whatever it might be. And I think that, you know, if you're trying to, you know, get yourself more out there or find more customers in different networks and things like that, it's just another, well, I guess, is it a sales avenue? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't think you'd say no on that. I'm thinking about the members that we've supported during this process. In different ways over different years, and they're all a bit different, but it encouraged a lot of perspective and it encouraged a lot of analysis. Well, so what? You know, every business does that. And, you know, it was sort of some of that, well, so I should bloody well hope so stuff. And then so, yeah. Well, what makes you different from businesses doing all of that stuff? And it's not that you're sort of showing off or anything, but you actually really have to think about what your point of difference is and what your drivers are. And in this instance, I'm thinking about what it really meant for the community that you do this or provide this service. And it was fascinating. It was actually really, really interesting, the perspective and persistence that you had to approach it with. You really had to think way bigger than your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, it's what's the right way of putting this? Yeah, it gives you that different perspective about how you're doing, and sort of helps you figure out, you know, in tech land they call it the unique selling proposition or the unique value add, things like that. you know, what are those things? And I think that's, it's such an interesting thing to think about in this day and age of the allied healthcare space, especially, I mean, in pediatrics, where there's such an abundance of customers. So what do you need to do that? Yeah. Yep. Or do and you a, yeah, just keep trotting along because there's so many customers? I don't know.
But there's also a growing number of providers as well. And yeah, you need to be pretty clear about what makes you extra special in that growing market as well.
What is it? The why you, why this, why now scenario.
So the other question I was going to ask, it's about bringing in technology and to transform allied health businesses. Because not everyone's kind of up for it, you know. Sometimes what you know is a good, but it doesn't mean it's best. So what stories are you kind of hearing about, I guess TheraTrack is obviously your example, but how are businesses actually embracing tech and transforming themselves?
Yeah, super good question, I think.
It wasn't the one I asked you 10 minutes ago, but it's the one we've got now.
No, but I think there's two sides of this, right? So there's the teams that we've seen that have done it well, and there's teams that have, I'm not going to say not done it well, but more just found it more challenging or not seen the benefit in the technology, not because the technology is not good enough for their practice, but because the way that the processes around embedding the technology and bringing it in haven't quite that with how their teams are or those sorts of things. And I think there's, you know, we could talk about the teams that we've seen that have done it really well, and we can talk about the teams that have found it really challenging. I think some of the things that we see that when teams do it really well are having, you know, we call them clinical champions, but having a clinical champion team on a project. So if you're bringing in a new piece of software into your company, not just having one team member be the sole person, especially if you're a small team, but having one or two people be part of this clinical champion team. I usually try and say 5 to 10% of your team should be a part of this clinical champion team. And those guys are all across testing, implementing, having time to learn the tech. And what that does then is you then create this group of champions that can then also help everybody else learn about the new piece of tech. It kind of creates this spiderweb effect where we've seen it not work is when that doesn't happen, right? So I have maybe the sole clinical champion that was like, yeah, I really want to use TheraTrack in my team. I'll use TheraTrack for my example. And they get really excited about it, but they're not given time to learn the platform. So because it's the new tool that you're learning, it's a new process, so they're not given time to learn it. Or that person is so frustrated with their job and they're actually at the point where they want to leave.
You've got roadblocks up. Yeah.
They've got so many roadblocks up and they're given this project as, you know, we're going to try and keep you, we're going to give you this innovative project, and they're like, yeah, no, I'm done. I've made my peace and it's time for me to move on. And so that's when we've seen it not work, right? So if you have that team of clinical champions, even if there is one person in that team that maybe is coming up against those roadblocks, they've got the support network of everybody else. And the biggest thing is time and processes. So time to learn it. So time set aside within my workday that I can learn the tools, ask the questions. We generally set up email chains with our clinical champion teams, and they can ask me questions, they can ask our team questions about the platform. And then the other side of it is changing the processes. So whether or not that's, I'll say with TheraTrack anyway, how you write therapy home programs and what is the process at your organization for doing that. At the moment, the process, you know, prior to TheraTrack is everyone would walk to the photocopier and print out handouts, and then they'd come back.
And laminate them.
And laminate them, obviously, yes.
Don't start me on laminating.
Oh, dear, yeah.
It's just a scary downhill single-use plastic conversation. Anyway, moving on.
But I think thinking about like what is the process that everyone goes through, and that change process and changing people's behavior. I mean, we do this as therapists, right? We change people's behavior. We know that it's hard. Changing our own work behavior is hard. So giving people the grace, and maybe you incentivize them. Hey, have you sent a home program this week? Let's talk about it in a team meeting. Having that time and that support network, that hands down has been the best of teams figuring out using Deirdre. And I'm sure it's the same with any tech, right? If you go the other route and just say, yeah, we subscribe to this platform and it's awesome and it's got clinical evidence behind it. We know that it works. Here you go.
Still, the humans have got to bend around the tech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got to use the tech and you still got to learn it. And I think, yeah, where those teams have done that support system, and we have a process in place. So if people want to message us and ask us what that process is, I've got it all written out, and we draft that up with teams and things like that to make sure it works. But having that process in place, that's where I've seen success. Where I haven't seen success is where the time hasn't been given and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember chatting with one of the CEOs of the big software systems, and he was sort of saying that sometimes what happens is that the humans engage with the software because they know they have to, or they know they should, but they spend more time fighting it because it doesn't work the way Laura's laughing. They spend more time butting heads with it because it doesn't do things the way they used to do it.
Yep.
Whereas in fact, what the tech, the software is trying to suggest a blue line, a fast blue line to the finish flag. And it's a good chance that the software, based on all the dev, is actually the better way to do things.
Yeah.
And just there's this constant tension. Have you kind of seen that play out?
Yeah, and I think if you look at any of the change management research around changing teams, it's that, and it says we human beings like things that are the same. That's just who we are. We're sensory beings, and this is my pediatric hat coming on, right? But we're sensory beings. We like things to be the same. Out of sight of the norm is tricky. I have to take time. It might look different. I might be anxious about what my participants might say about me using this in a session. There's so many factors that come in that, yes, once it's in, you're good. But that first initial stage, and I think for us, that's why we have the 30-day free trial, so you can try it out and, you know, pick one participant and just have a go at it and things like that. But, all of the software, I mean, for us anyway, we're co-designed with therapists and with participants. So most of the things that we've built into the platform, I actually probably should say all 99% of the things we've built into the platform are built because therapists have requested them from us. Hey, I do my job this way. Can you help me figure out how to do this? I also took our designers in at the very start into therapy sessions with kids and things like that. And I remember clear as day, my designer walking out, and they call him a user experience designer, so looking at the whole use case of the app. And he walked out of the therapy session and just, he looked wide as a ghost and was like, your job's insane. Right. So we need to make this feel like you can do it with one hand, and you need, because I think I had a runner in that session or something like that, which, you know, the therapist on this podcast will know what a runner is. Mm-hmm. And I think I had to hold the door shut whilst I was trying to give the mum information. And so, you know, he was like, all right, so if you're sending a home program, you've got to do it with one hand and hold the door shut at the same time. Right. So that's the user experience that we need to build in. And so, but having these calls and talking to people about why we've designed certain things a certain way. And that's why I use the terminology Instagram and Snapchat for therapy, because I think people can understand short photos and videos. And it makes sense, right? But so many of the platforms are built like that. And I think if anyone is looking at tech, make sure you talk to the people that are building the tech.
Mm.
Biggest thing I can say is the way that we build things is, I'm going to say 90% of the time, it's not every company does this, but majority of healthcare companies and health tech companies, especially the ones that we work with, build everything by co-design. So if you tell us there's a problem, and I know like CorePlus has an upvoting system, and I think Clinico has a whole forum where people can post stuff. I think Galaxy has a similar thing, just thinking about case management systems. And you can post stuff on there, and their developers watch those things, and they see the problems, and they go, oh, that's how that person's using it. Cool. Are more people having that same issue? Yeah, okay. If that's a common thing, then let's look at a feature that can fix that problem for someone.
We'll talk about the integrations with the different software systems in a tick, but I've remembered my question before the question, which is a good sign, And that is about technologies and platforms like TheraTrack. How do they help allied health businesses do business?
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's a processes thing, right? So if we set ourselves aside for a second, you've got your case management software systems, the guys that help you do your billing, your booking, your case notes. it's regulated and mandatory and you need to bill so you can make money.
You'd be surprised how many people still have pen and paper systems.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I could ever set that up. I think it would do my head in. I think the other, I mean, there's a really cool feature that is in any case note system. I can go control F, find, and I can type something in like an assessment that I've done, or I can look for a file that I've saved. If I remember back to my very early days as a new grad and working with someone, there was a file that was, you know, as thick as half of my hand.
Mm.
And trying to search through that for the assessment that I'd written or for the note that I'd written on, I don't remember what date, about the behavior that had happened, doesn't take me 10 minutes. I can do that on my computer in less than a second. Like, that time saving is amazing. If you've got multiple team members working with the same person, you know, you can share notes, you can send email. It the processes piece is really, really simplified and streamlined. And I'm sure that it probably makes getting invoices paid through clients a lot easier than it we used to. I don't know the system before the system I've used for billing and booking, but I'm assuming emailing someone an invoice versus now that I can click one thing and it pays, you know, automatically, and I don't have to worry about the invoice and it sends the invoice automatically. It saves me so much time of typing out every individual invoice. My system sets it up automatically for me and I send it out. So I think it's a time thing, right? Helps you stay more compliant, helps you stay across your team. If you've got multiple team members working in multiple sites, you know, if you're a remote therapy team and everyone works out in the community, but, you know, and you don't, maybe you don't have a central hub office, but if you've got an online system, you know, you can see everyone's case notes, or you can share files, or you can do conferences and things like that way. For us, what TheraTrack does is probably a number of different things now. We've noticed that therapists are using us on one side as a waitlist management tool. So we have a number of practices that are using us. They've created programs and they're sending out programs because there's, you know, one clinic out in Shepparton in Victoria, they can't see the 180 people on their waitlist and they can't refer them anywhere else because there's nowhere else around them that has space. So they've created social skills and fine motor and gross motor programs for these kids waiting on waitlists that are therapist monitored. You know, they can send out 20 programs in way under an hour and monitor those for people. And that's 20 more people that can get access to the services out there that couldn't before. So there's that side of it. The other side of it is obviously streamlining those processes. So there's another clinic that we're working with that do a lot of work in schools. And so they wanted a quick and easy way to capture what's happening in the school session, communicate it to the parents, but also save it into their case notes at the same time, rather than double handling their work. So that's helping them with their communication tools. And then we have people training their support workers on TheraTrack. So they've added their support workers and, you know, or supporting the teachers to know what to do at school, or supporting the teachers to give them feedback about what's happening at school.
Is it being used with AHAs, Allied Health Assistants?
Yes. So that's what we're finding a lot of the time at the moment. There's a lot of practices that can't, there's the other issue, I can't hire an OT, but I can find two AHAs. And so using that model to, the AHA has access as a guardian on TheraTrack and they implement the program and the therapist is the one that sets the program every week. So that's the other way that it's working as well. So it keeps, the envelope keeps opening and I keep seeing new ways. That's what I love about therapists, is they just find, without intending to hack around software, we hack around software to make it fit what we need it to do. And that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah. I guess the other components of it supporting a business's commercial success is employee satisfaction and for the clinicians, and I guess participant or client satisfaction as well, that they're perhaps stickier and more engaged, it's more playful, it's gets transparent measured results.
We're working, well, there's probably two sides of that. There's one, I've been doing some stuff with the students at some of the universities, and my favorite quote from a student was, wait, what do we do now, when I showed them what TheraTrack was, and which is, I just thought it was really funny because
where's my job gone.
But no, it was more, she, I think she was worried about, how do I write home programs at the moment? Like, isn't this the norm? And so I think the younger clinicians are coming through, they're super tech savvy.
Yeah.
You know, not AI tech savvy, but, you know, they know how to use it. You know, give it a year or two. And so they're expecting that tech is part of their practice, right?
Yeah.
At university, especially in the last 2 years where everything's gone online, you know, they're going to expect that there's a majority of their work that is using tech. And if it's not, they're kind of going to go, is this practice innovative? Does it align with what my values are?
All of employee those value proposition right there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. You know, am I printing pieces of paper off all the time or am I sending electronically? You know, there's definitely the environmentally conscious on that side as well that, you know, we can support. So,
Tell us about the integrations you've got in play, Clinico, Lumeri, Core Plus, and probably more to come.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So, I mean, one of the things that I've always said to Paratrack is like, how do I save time on my documentation? I mean, for me, how do I not write case notes anymore is really my ultimate goal.
Just quietly.
Not quite there yet, but we'll get there, definitely.
The mind reading apps are literally an implant away.
I know, right? Oh, there's some really, really cool artificial intelligence tech out there that looks at turning images into text, and that is my mission. But we won't go down that rabbit hole today. But, yeah, so what we do at the moment with Theratrack to save everyone time on some of the documentation is we automatically save your home program and all of the metadata for all of the text that you've got in there into your case notes. And with Lumeri, Core Plus, and Clinico, the ones we've got set up so far, we save it into your case notes as a draft. So that when you're at the end of your day or the end of your session and you need to write your observations from your session, you've already got your home program, which is your plan and your recommendations for that participant, which is half of your case note. So that's what we do. We automatically save it in there for them. As soon as you hit send, it sends it to the participant or the parent. It sends it into your case notes and it sends it into Core Plus automatically, which is really, really cool and saves people a lot of time. And then, so we're working on a few others. So keep your ears and eyes open, everyone. If that's probably the one call that I would say is if people do want us to integrate with their system, then message them and message us at the same time. And we're ready to integrate with everyone. So whoever, you know, it just generally happens on customer demand for us. So.
We won't mention any names whilst we're so tempted.
I know.
We're going to be good. Where's Theratrack going in the next, let's go 6 months?
6 months. So, there's a few fun things happening in the next 6 months. So we're working on a few new features in the background to make some of the tracking a bit more easier to access from your phone and things like that. Definitely always working on badges in the background to keep that badge.
Well, you've got clients that are going to be badging out.
I know. So always working on those in the background, the design. We'll also be working on some new avatars as well. So like I said at the start, we've got Kelly. Our plan is to have a whole suite of Australian animals as our avatars.
Oh, I'm seeing merchandise already.
Super Theramate, yeah. I may have already designed the Kelly koala. Yeah, they look really cute. Maybe we'll have them at the OT conference next year ready for everyone. We'll see. That's the other thing over the next 6 months. We've got two papers that have been accepted into the conference next year, two research papers that we're co-designing with other people. So one is with Western Sydney University, our research program that we're completing. And then we've also got one with one of our clinics who's running the waitlist program. So we'll be sharing the whole case study of how she's doing that at the conference as well. The plan is just to get out there and do the roadshow next year. So, talk to more therapists, learn more about what different people are doing, see more people at different conferences because we can do that now, which is the best.
Yay.
That's kind of the plan for the next 6 months.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, keep us up to date. Kind of spin stuff our way and happy to share, and we'll get you back next year for the real 3.0, the next installment.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
So with the talking stick for the last minute, thoughts, comments?
If anyone wants to learn about Theratrack, come and send us an email. We'll run free demos with you. Always happy to talk to teams and learn about what your team does so that we can, as I said at the start, Theratrack is forever evolving. It's not a plug and play, and stuck in the mud piece of technology. So we'd love to learn about your teams and what you guys are doing and the unique things that you're doing around Australia, so that we can sort of build this platform that helps you do your job better, basically.
Love it, love it, love it. Thanks for the update.
No worries. No worries at all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.